Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Nat, Ima, and Liv with your 9 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, the government released population projections which chiefly suggest that Brisbane's population could experience a growth in population earlier than expected. The figures predict that 3 million residents could pass the Greater Brisbane region by 2028. And the Queensland's government announced they will review the SCQ regional plan and attempts to find more land for housing. In more local news, academic and activist Noel Patterson is insisting on shifting the way the Voice to Parliament referendum is being presented. Patterson argues that the Yes campaign must shift to address the Voice as a need for recognition of First Nation peoples in order to move towards reconciliation. He said, "I think that the message has got even more predominant than the Voice. The Voice is just a means. The core of the reform is recognition."
In national news, a new restaurant called Midden by Mark Olive will open at the Sydney Opera House on Tuesday the 4th of July. Indigenous Australian chef and Bundjalung man Mark Olive will create a new culinary experience, drawing on Indigenous heritage to form a native produce-focused menu, including wattle seed, bush honey, saltbush and succulents. Olive said opening a new restaurant at the Sydney Opera House on Toobagul Gadigal country is a dream come true.
And in more Australian and world news, Ukrainian troops have praised the Bushmaster armoured personnel carrier during intensive training in a secret location in eastern Ukraine. Frontline soldiers from the 80th Air Assault Brigade have lauded the Australian-built vehicle for its power and ease of operation. Australia had previously sent 90 Bushmasters to Ukraine, which have provided support as ambulances, transportation vehicles and protection in combat. Ukraine's Defence Minister, Alexei Reznikov, recently released a video message calling on Australia to send more to bolster their ongoing counteroffensive.
In international news, astronomers have discovered a rare new multi-planet system that has been said to closely resemble the fictional planet Tatooine, which is the home planet of Luke Skywalker. Bebop-1c is the second multi-planet circumbinary system that has been discovered. This means the planet orbits two suns as opposed to our solar system, which orbits one, hence the similarity to Skywalker's home planet. The planet's mass is 65 times more than Earth and has an orbital period of 215 days. For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy. It's currently 15 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 24. The fire danger has no rating, and the UV index is predicted to reach 3, which is in the moderate band.
That's all your news for 9 a.m. We'll be back at 10 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or Twitter, or head to 4zzz.org.au to read more.